Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Twenty questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Hi there.
And welcome to
Plenty Questions. With Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards. It's the no-nonsense quiz.
That's right. And there'll be 20 questions and a brain teaser. We'll stop singing now.
Right, yes, anyway. I will.
What was the answer to last episode's brain teaser, Lucy?
From Nick Wookie in Cheshire.
Yeah.
It was what links the element with the atomic number 79, the name given to a male walrus, the colour of the benches in the House of Commons, and the dry protective casing of cereal grains.
Well, what is the link between
all those? We discussed this on Twitter, and really the cereal grains was what gave it to me. The element with the atomic number 79 is gold. Mm-hmm. The name given to a male walrus is a bull. Yes. The colour of the benches in the House of Commons is, of course, green. Uh-huh. And the dry protective casing of cereal grains is chaff. And once I'd got chaff, I thought, well, what else is chaff?
Wow. They're all...
chaff finch.
They're all finches. Gold, finch, bull, finch, green,
finch, and chaff finch. Finch.
Very good. What
it's
a very
good
question.
Thank you,
Raphael Stetris.
Nick Wookie.
Easier to say. Sending that in. There'll be another brain teaser after these big 20 questions. Question number one. Who is the current royal correspondent for the BBC? Nicholas Witchell. Question number two. Which two countries share the longest international border? The USA and Canada. Question number three. Who starred as Charlie Chaplin in the 1992 film Chaplin? Robert Downey Jr. Question number four. In which US state are Carson City and Reno? Nevada. Question number five. Who is the only black man ever to have won the singles title at Wimbledon, the US Open, and the Australian Open? Arthur Ashe. Question number six. In how many films has Sylvester Stallone played Rocky Balboa? Eight. All the Rockies and the Two Creeds. Question number seven. What is the name of the Parliament in the Isle of Man? The Tynwald. Question number eight. Cornish Yarg cheese is wrapped in what before being left to mature? Nettle leaves. Question number nine. In which TV programme did Rudge Park Comprehensive School feature? The In-Betweeners. Question number 10. Beverly D'Angelo plays Chevy Chase's wife in which festive movie? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Question number 11. In which ocean does the island nation of Mauritius lie? The Indian Ocean. Question number 12. Which song has been recorded by Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix and Brian Ferry? All Along the Watchtower. Question number 13. In the Nerf guns, what does Nerf stand for? Non-expanding recreational foam. Question number 14. In The Importance of Being Earnest, Jack Worthing says as a baby he was found in a handbag in the cloakroom of which railway station? Victoria Station. Question number 15. Which scientist who developed the three laws of motion was born on Christmas Day, 1642? Isaac Newton. Question number 16. Gwen Stefani's real name is Lisa Simpson, which is why she changed it. True or false? False. Her real name is Gwen Stefani. Question number 17. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what was sent on the 8th day? Eight maids a-milking. Question number 18. What is the hottest spot north of Havana? It's the Copacabana, according to Barry Manilow. Question number 19. According to the World Boxing Association, which weight class is just below heavyweight? Cruiserweight. And question number 20. Which fizzy drink was initially called Bib Label Lithiated Lemon Lime Soda? Seven Up. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please
let
tweet
us. Know how you got on. Yes,
tweet us on @20Questions.
With a Z.
And tell us your score.
And please also tweet us with brain teasers, like Helen Clifford. Lovely Helen Clifford's got in touch with a brilliant brain teaser. And do you have a sting?
I've made a brilliant sting, yeah, okay. If I can make it play. Here we go.
Okay.
No, it's not one of those.
Just click on that bit.
I sort of got a bit weary at the end of it, but
it did sound a bit weary. I noticed you used the train whistle here. Got by the thing, yeah.
So that's good. I think
that perked it up a bit.
It's giving it something. Anyway, what's the
question? Helen Clifford has very kindly sent us this brain teaser. What links Edward the Vampire, Andrew the Sportsman, Seamus the Poet, and a group of islands in Newfoundland? Edward the Vampire, Andrew the Sportsman, Seamus the Poet, and a group of islands in Newfoundland. It just sounds weird, whatever way I say it now. So try and work that out. Puzzle yourselves.
And we will see you on the next episode of
Plenty Questions. Thanks for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Plenty Questions, 20 Questions. A Copacabana was one. Not a wonderful bar to take a drink in unless you like getting shot by a gun. Plenty Questions.
At least as far as the song is to be believed.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.